than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, welcome everybody to a brand new edition of The Call, where we talk everything Baltimore Ravens football. And happy Thanksgiving to all. I'm riding solo today. You always hear that great voice, Brandon. But he's actually on vacation this week. How could he? But everybody deserves a vacation, especially on Thanksgiving week. He does this tradition, Ocean City. I know I've heard from him. He's having a blast. And, well, hey, happy Purple Friday. It's definitely going to be a good weekend for football, as we already started with Thanksgiving week. Hope you got your turkey. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, enjoying some great food, some good time with some family, and for those who, you know, might have been working, we commend on all that you do. We appreciate that. At any rate, hope it was a great holiday. And I know mine was great. I mean, you know, apart from spending time with family, had a blast to watching some good football. Our dinner was absolutely delicious. I had like 3 plates full. Man, I'm stuffed. I'm surprised I didn't go to sleep. Getting into it, just definitely wanted to wish everybody a happy Purple Friday. All the shoppers out there, I know it's going to be crazy. Got my Purple and Black going as always, and here it is, guys. We are ready for Monday Night Football. Breaking this down here, I got some things I want to be thankful for before we even get to the breakdown and preview this thing. We all know, and no one's really heard from me yet, so I'm going to put my spin on it. I was there. It sucked. And it seems like I'm always there for the major injuries. It really sucks. I was there for Ray's tricep injury. I was there when Webb got hurt. I was there when Pitta hurt his hip. I was there for Suggs' Achilles this year, Steve Smith's Achilles. I was there for Forsett and now Joe Flacco. Who would have ever thought I would see the day? Joe Flacco injured, out for the year, and that's any Ravens fan's worst nightmare. Your quarterback going down, I mean, I can certainly understand how some of the fans feel out there. Frustrated, it's just the way this season has gone. Very sad to say, when I got back to the car after that win and celebrating a win, it just took the wind out of the sails. It was just like, there's the momentum. I don't even care about the win. It was like, as soon as I saw that text message, quarterback Joe Flacco out for the year with MCL tear, I couldn't believe it. And actually, I had to watch the replays to see what really happened. But speaking of Joe's true grit and his personality, how about Joe Flacco coming still onto the field 4 or 5 plays later and finishing the game? And he said because he wanted to win the game and put his team in position to win. That's a warrior. I don't care what anybody says. Flacco haters out there, you're going to get your taste of your own medicine. You got what you asked for. Joe Flacco's gone for the remainder of the year. So good. Have at it that here's your Lord and Savior, Matt Schaub, coming in to save the team and going to win some games, right? No, it ain't happening. So you're going to really get to see life without Flacco, and you're going to really appreciate it. And it goes without saying, you never really truly appreciate something until it's gone, and you're like, oh, crap. So just never take it for granted is what I'm saying. Is every time Joe was out there, bad game, good game, decent game, I don't care. You had to appreciate it, because in the next 10, 12 years or so, he's going to be gone for good and retired, and you're going to go look back and go, man, 20 years and Joe Flacco played, and I didn't really appreciate what he did. And think this is a wake-up call, and a wake-up call for Ravens that, you know, it can still happen. These guys are human. I mean, I was hoping that, he was on track. I mean, not to say he was going to break any records here, but we all know Brett Favre got inducted, into the Packers Hall of Fame, and he had his number retired last night during halftime. It was great to see, and he even, if no one saw that, the great legend Bart Starr met him on the field, and that was legendary at its best. Flacco was well on his way. He was our own personal Iron Man. I mean, Kyle Ripken played 2,632 games consecutively in baseball. Joe Flacco's played every snap of his career since 2008. And who's going to say he was going to play every snap the rest of his career? And it's really hard. It's just really disheartening to see. And enter in the Matt Schaub era. Here we go. And everybody was blowing smoke about Tyrod Taylor. Oh, look, we let Tyrod go, and he's a starter. Now Flacco goes down, but you can't predict the future. You can't foresee these things happening. So, and being that without said is with Schaub being Flacco's backup, we had no backup to Schaub. So now we had to get a quarterback on the market. And who were we going to get? Well, we signed Jimmy Clausen, who's been a journeyman around the NFL. He's played a little bit with the Bears. So he knows a little bit of the offense that Trestman brings over. He didn't play much, but he's been out there. And from what I've seen, again, he's backup. And with this team, it's all about depth. I mean, you can see with the injuries, we have league-leading 18 players on IR. It's just ridiculous. So without goes without saying, you can't really do much when all your players are pretty much seeing the doctor day in and day out. But getting into it, it's going to be mashup on Monday Night Football, so we can have another Sunday enjoying some good old football action. And goes without saying, here's what happened this week. Developments in the Cleveland Browns is we all knew Johnny Manziel was starting for us, and some developments turned. He actually was lying to the team about his activities in the bye week. A video surfaced of him partying. He lied to the team, and sources say if he would have told the truth and been forthright, he probably still would have had a starting job. The coaches and the staff, they just want to know what was going on. They want to keep a pulse on their players, their team, especially what's going on in the world. You want to make sure you guys are safe. They're not getting in any trouble. And when you're the leader, a quarterback of a team, you're the leader, and you have to, like Mike Patin said, you got to hold these guys responsible, and you have a responsibility that comes with the job. So he got demoted to third string. So here enter in Josh McCown, and it's kind of a coincidence, and here's why. We all knew what Josh McCown did, and I sat there and watched it in disbelief. The Browns came in and beat us 33-30, and Josh McCown threw for 457 yards, and I think I kept saying that and laughing all the way down the stairs to the car during the game. So he already knows what he can do. Everybody knows what he can do against the Ravens. I was excited to see Johnny Manziel play against the Ravens. I loved them in college. Loved his play. So I'm a little disappointed in his activities and way he handled himself. But again, we get Josh McCown. It's gonna suck because of what he's gonna do, and it's gonna suck worse because of we're without Joe and we're without our playmakers everywhere, and it just sucks, man. It just adds to the season. Already 3-7. We finally got a win, and the win, just what happened, overshadowed that. So getting back to the breakdown here, I definitely wanted to dive in and really understand what the personnel is going to really look like. Because without Forsett and without Flacco, the whole offense takes a change his face here. I mean, you got Schaub, you got Buck Allen. And I love Buck Allen, the way his tenacity, the way he runs. I'm very excited. Schaub's, apart from the turnovers and the way he plays, I'm excited to see if he can get our guys the ball. If he can, Aiken, Gilmore, Nick Boyle, Max Williams, these guys are going to have some decent games. And and speaking of personnel as well, we signed Chris Matthews this week. Those who don't know Chris Matthews, he's an NFL wide receiver, another journeyman who's been around the league. He's played a few seasons, and I really hope to see. I mean, it's the same Chris Givens type of receiver. It's he's here. He's here to catch some passes, and it's really weird because we signed Joe Morgan. I don't even think he's still on the roster. I don't know that the Ravens released him, but I have not heard a peep out of Joe Morgan. So we signed these guys, but we don't hear from them. So I'm a little interested to see. And then with Perryman being out of IR, we already knew. We knew that was coming. So it's going to be tough because with the Browns personnel, they're still relatively healthy. The Ravens are banged up. It's kind of like I really don't know what's going to happen. I really can't see us winning in Cleveland on Monday Night Football. It's going to be an embarrassing loss, I believe. And I really hate to say that. And being a Thanksgiving weekend, The only thing I'm really thankful for is I'm really thankful for that we're not in the playoff hunt, because imagine if we were flipping the script. Let's say we were 7-3, right in the thick of things, couple wins away from, you know, just wrapping up division, or right there neck and neck with Cincinnati, and Joe Flacco goes down. Then there goes the season. Then you're like, oh no. Now it's like we're already losing, and then it just adds to it. So it still hurts. It's still a huge impact. You never want to see it, whether a winning season or a losing season or any season. But with Joe Flacco being out, it's going to be really tough to go into Monday Night Football and execute a game plan. But who knows? Always we could be wrong, and always it could be the way how funny things work is we can go in there and probably beat the Browns and go, huh, you know, who'd have thought that? You know, no one's really giving us a shot. No one's going to give us a shot at all. So breaking it down, you just got to see how Shaw plays. It's really hard because we really haven't really seen him much. So getting back to it, I mean, we just got to take care of the football. We got to execute. And sure, we got to cover. I mean, these receivers, you know, Greg Barnage, Barnage for tight end, run around and catching passes all day. And Josh McCown throwing for another 400 yards. He might very well do it again. I don't think I'm going to follow the trends on this one and be a one possession game again. It's going to be a one score game again, and I think the Ravens will be on again on the losing end of this one with a 3-8 record. And I just don't think it's going to end well. It's the season gets tougher, and I think the Browns can pull this one out and win by 7. I think it's going to be a 27-20 win for the Browns, putting that stamp on it. Again, I really love to see these guys come in and with some tenacity and fire and say, you know what, we're going to win it for Joe. Joe's out, our general. We're going to win this one. You know, Steve's out, Suggs is out, Perryman's out. It's just all these guys, and it's just like we're going to win one for these guys and show them that, hey, we can step up in their stead and play good, sharp Ravens football. It's just really disheartening to see. And I'm very, very I'm just very excited to see what these guys can bring to the table for the Ravens and really breaking down the game. I mean, going through our personnel issues here, who would ever thought anybody give us a chance? I mean, you know, we squeaked out a win in Pittsburgh with some personnel issues. We've been squeaking out wins throughout the year. We've come close. So you got to give us some hope, guys. You got to hang in there. The season's almost done. We got to ride this one out. It's going to be a real, real rocky road. I mean, it was bumpy. It was turbulent. Now it's really interesting. And we really got to get back to Ravens football, Monday Night Football. And I've already heard everybody's like, well, what's going to happen with the flex games later in the year, because the Ravens record, the league can dictate that and move them out to a playoff marquee game that has implications. And I think the Ravens-Steelers game might stay because it is Ravens-Steelers, and they usually get high ratings. They get high ratings. But I really think they're going to move the Seattle game. I've already heard the Seattle Seahawks Sunday Night Football game is threatening to move out to an earlier time slot. Don't think it's going to be 1. It might be 4. So we shall see what happens with that mix off the league. We'll let us know this week. But till then, we are great and ready for Monday Night Football, Ravens-Browns style, good old rivalry, and it's going to be great. I really can't wait because my favorite John Gruden calls the games on Monday night, and I really love how he breaks everything down. If anybody really listens to it, Gruden's awesome, and I really can't wait to get out there. Monday Night Football, I'm going to be chomping at the bit to get out of work and root our boys hard. Purple Friday. Really can't wait to get after it. And hey fellas, next week, it's a big road trip. I will definitely be breaking it down next week, but I got a week till the wheels are up, and we are heading to sunny Florida. So before that, we got to get through the Browns and a cold night in Cleveland, and we're going to beat them. We're going to beat them and not show them that, hey, we don't want to be swept by the Browns either. Now, I really don't want that on our heads this year. So we better actually get it done, because this game plan, it's really grim with the personnel we have. You just got to go out and execute. It's very simple. Take care of the football. And you know, before we close out the show, I wanted to touch on, you know, for those who may have, you know, fell asleep with too much food or didn't really make it or went out shopping afterwards, who knows who, whatever anybody got into. But if anybody watched this game yesterday for Thanksgiving, how awful are the Eagles, man? The defense, they look like our defense. It's just that, you know, they've given up all these touchdowns. And, you know, the Lions, how about 3 in a row? And how about the Panthers moving to 11-0 in great fashion against Cowboys? Two pick sixes, and Romo again hurt. He might be again out for the year, and we feel you, Cowboys fans. We feel you. We know what it's like not to have a quarterback, you know, around here now. So we're really gonna be in the same boat. But he hurt his left clavicle again. He got tackled and sacked, and landed right on it. And Romo might be out for the year. Early reports are saying, but we'll see. And the late night billing was great. Like I said, mentioned before, the Packers Bears game, Brett Favre was honored at halftime. They retired his number, which I hope comes here in Baltimore with Reed and Ray and Ogden. We were talking about that last night. How their guys are inducted in the Ring of Honor, but where's their jersey number retired? And I think we need to have that next. I really would love to know how and when that's going to happen. We shall see for the Ravens. But yes, Brett Favre's number 4 was retired up in Lambeau Field, and the legend Bart Starr showed up on the field, who wore number 15 for the Packers, whose number's retired. And what a legendary scene that was, and a moment in time. And Favre reflected on his career, the Monday Night Football game he lost his father. The guy's a legend. He's one of my favorite players ever, and I might go up to see him inducted in the Hall of Fame if everything works out, because the guy's awesome, and I love missing watching him play now. And like I said, Joe Flacco reminds me of him, because Joe's tough, like Favre was. You know, Joe don't care. You don't care what people think about him. He does what he does, and he's Joe, and he has his own personality. And Favre always played the game like a kid. I always remember that when Flacco celebrates his touchdowns, runs down the field with his fingers pointing in the air and his arms in the air, and especially when we won the Super Bowl, it's just like these guys play the game for the love of the game, not because it's, you know, it is their job and he makes money out of it, but the real true good players really know what the game's all about, and they slow it down because the game comes to them because they love the game so much. And the Bears-Packers game was great. The other two games were blessed. This one was a fight to the finish, and NFC North for the making. It was rainy and cold. You know, wouldn't have it any other way up in Lambeau, and the Bears actually pulled it out. And one thing I wanted to take from that is, if fans did see, the Bears actually did what the Ravens always do in a game, is late in the game, they were driving, and it was first and goal on the 1 or the 2. Can't remember really, but they were right there knocking on the doorstep of the end zone. Run didn't get in. Fortes knee hit at the 1. They said the ball didn't cross. Second down and goal, they run it. They got stuffed. Third down and goal, was incomplete pass. And basically, they had to kick a field goal. I looked at my dad, and I'm like, this doesn't remind you of watching a Ravens game. We're first and goal inside the 5, let alone right at the 1, and come away with 3 points. That's not how it's done. And I told my dad, I was like, they're going to lose. They're going to go, because at the time they were up 1. They were up 14-13. They could have been up 8 when they scored the touchdown and really put the game out of hand. And the Packers had to go score and 2 points just to tie the game and do all that work. Instead, they kick a field goal, and the Packers actually went all the way down the field in the final 2 minutes, which is normal around here in Baltimore, which we know, okay, it's going to happen. And went to fourth and goal, and Packers couldn't get it done. It was an incomplete pass, and they couldn't get it done. The Bears pulled out a major upset win and right in the ship in the NFC North. So it was a great, great game to end Thanksgiving night. And really can't wait to get a whole slate of games done on Sunday. It's rivalry week on Saturday for college football. And we're going to end this weekend with Monday Night Football, ESPN style, up in Cleveland. It's going to be great. AFC North battle. We don't want the Browns to sweep us, and that's what's on the line. So with that being said, thank you for all you do. Thank you for our loyal listeners, and that's what I'm really thankful for. It's for all you guys making the call what it really is, and really downloading us every week, sharing the call with your friends and family. I really love it. And for all those, thank you very much. And with my co-host Brandon not being here, you can always reach to him on ItalianGQ52 and me. Whether it's me, GQ52, and Brandon at Brando Cash. And that being said, we did cover it to the max. You can always, always download us from iTunes. We can find us on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report, Player.fm, and Overcast. But not that echo. It doesn't have the same effect. I know. And for all those who didn't check out from the last show, he had me rolling, man. Andre Boyd is just amazing. Go check out his stuff. We always got to plug him in. He's just great. He does a impersonation to a spot, and he left me and my family cracking up. The guys are right, and I love it. He causes up these videos, and he's spot on with them. So, and I'm surprised he didn't put one out for shopping weekend, but I'm sure one will be up for the holiday season. And now, that being said, I'm going to take us right into Monday Night Football. Guys, it's here. It's probably one of our last primetime games of the year, a marquee matchup at best. Really can't wait to get after it. We got to stay hungry. We're 3-7. We lost all of our players, 18 of them on IR. It's ridiculous. It sucks. It's agonizing, I know. But we got to stay true. We got to stay focused. We got a task at hand. We got some games to win. And think about it with this team is the never say die attitude. It's they could have packed it in and said, well, we're not winning any football games. But Joe Flacco sit out there with an injury and finish the game. We're trying to win football games here. We keep losing them at the most craziest ways. But here's the thing. We're right in the thick of them in the fourth quarter. I mean, it's a war. We're still there. Keep hot, keep grinding every way, every Sunday, every Monday, every Thursday, every week. We can pull out some wins here for the end of the season, have some momentum going into 2016 season, and we can close this out strong. Let's start with Monday Night Football shut-up rounds. They're not beating us, and they're not going to take us lightly, and because if they do, we're going to easily take care of business here. And Cleveland, it's going down. Monday Night Football, Baltimore Ravens fly high with a victory on Monday night.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.